Hey guys, it's your boy Mad Mike. Check us out at Mad Mike Sports on YouTube, almost at 10K. This is your boy himself, the one and only Mad Mike Sports, where we talk Atlanta Falcons Nation, Atlanta Falcons football. We talk Atlanta Hawks content. We're expanding. So you guys, if you want to be on board and just have a sit down and have a conversation with us, chill with us, you know, just ask us questions. You want our thoughts on the world of sports. It doesn't have to be Atlanta Falcons content. It could be wrestling. It could be basketball, baseball. We are here for you guys. Again, at Mad Mike Sports on YouTube. At Mad Mike Sports. Hey, what's going on, people? Your boy, Mad Mike, coming at you guys with yet another episode of Unleashed. Now, this is a podcast for all of you Atlanta Falcons fans as well as NFL fans. Now, this comes after the fact that the Falcons have traded their fifth round pick in exchange for Lions cornerback Jeff Okudah, who has definitely had his share of injuries. I think he tore his pec a couple of years ago, and he was slated to be one of the best cornerbacks, young quarterbacks, in recent history. Now, we know that he came out the year with A.J. Terrell. He was the third overall pick, and A.J. Terrell, without question, is the corner on the Atlanta Falcons. He's the best corner, in my opinion, on the Atlanta Falcons. I don't think too many people can argue that, but Jeff Okudah, when you look at what he could have been, now, a lot of people, again, they thought he would be the best corner in that draft, and kind of go back and look at that draft for the most part. 2020 draft, kind of go over this draft. Obviously, Cincinnati with the first pick, they took Joe Burrow. Washington took Chase Young, then Jeff Okudah with the Detroit Lions. The New York Giants took Andrew Thomas out of the University of Georgia. Tua Tagovailoa to Miami. The Chargers, they took Justin Herbert, Carolina, Derrick Brown, who's been one of the better defensive tackles, young defensive tackles in the league. Isaiah Simmons to Arizona. CJ Henderson to Jacksonville. He was a cornerback, a tackle. And Jedrick Willis Jr., Mekhi Becton to the New York Jets, and Jedrick Willis was taken by the Cleveland Browns. You have Henry Ruggs, and we all kind of know the story behind him. He was taken by the Las Vegas Raiders. Tristan Wirfs, Tampa. You have San Francisco, Javon Kinlaw. He was a defensive tackle. Jerry Jeudy at 15 to the Denver Broncos. And obviously AJ Terrell with the Atlanta Falcons, he was taken at 16. CD Lamb was 17 to the Dallas Cowboys. Miami Dolphins had Austin Jackson, who was a tackle. He was taken by them with the 18th pick. And then you have Las Vegas with another pick. They had Damon Arnett been taken. He's the cornerback. You have Jacksonville. I don't know how the heck you say it. Excuse me. Kalavon Chaisson. All right. Kalavon Chaisson, defensive end. Edge rusher. He was taken by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jalen Reagor. He was taken by the Philadelphia Eagles. Justin Jefferson. Kenneth Murray by the Chargers. Cesar Ruiz. He was taken by New Orleans. You have Brandon Ayuk. He's had a pretty good career with San Francisco wide receiver. Jordan Love, and that's interesting because this year we kind of going to see what he is going to eventually be, because he's going to have his chance if everything goes well and everything seems to be on par as far as the trade with Green Bay and the Jets. Aaron Rodgers should be moving to New York. All right, so kind of figure out what Jordan Love's career and finally getting his opportunity to, quote unquote, be the starter for the Packers. Jordan Brooks, a linebacker, Seattle, was taken by Patrick Queen, linebacker, Isaiah Wilson, Tennessee, Noah Igbinoghi. I know I messed that name up, but he was a cornerback. Minnesota took Jeff Gladney and Clyde Edwards-Helaire by the Kansas City Chiefs. So again, man, this is a pretty good draft. So you look at how Jeff Okuda fares as far as the cornerback's concerned. Obviously, he's a better prospect than C.J. Henderson. You have A.J. Terrell, who's in this draft, seems to be the best one coming out. Damon Arnett, he's another guy. Noah Igbinoghi, he's a guy. Jeff Gladney. So he's had a pretty good career. Like I said, Jeff Okuda is one of those guys. He definitely has the skill set. And looking at him, if he can stay healthy, I think he'll be a pretty good prospect for the Atlanta Falcons. And like I said, man, you look at the moves that the Falcons have made this offseason with Jeff Okuda. They brought in guys like Mike Hughes is another guy who played with the Kansas City Chiefs. And obviously, you know what the Kansas City Chiefs have done these past few years. Obviously, they've been a mainstay as far as the playoff concerns. So Mike Hughes, he's another one of those guys with experience. Definitely can bring a healthy balance. All right, he can come in, fill in with the Falcons should need a corner to start a few games. Mike Hughes definitely has those. So if a guy like A.J. Terrell kind of goes down, and we kind of saw that against Cincinnati last year, I have a big game against the Atlanta Falcons in the secondary. So depth is the key, man. So having a guy like Jeff Okuda and his injuries concern, I think one of the things that really that concerns a lot of people, he ruptured his Achilles. And I think that's probably the biggest thing when it comes down to Jeff Okuda. Can he stay healthy? Now, you look at last year, and then this is just a list of his injuries. Obviously, he had hamstring strain, shoulder issue, groin issues. He had an Achilles tear in September 12th, 2021. And then I had concussion. That's pretty common when it comes down to football players. So that's nothing to be concerned about. But Jeff Okuda, he's a pretty good player. So he's going to have a nice balance. He's not going to be thrown out there to the wolves and say whether or not, it's going to be forced out there and say, all right, you're the starter. Falcons have a number of options. You got guys like D. Alford. You got Casey Hayward. He's still another veteran guy that you can throw out there and put him on the boundaries. Maybe you want to move Jeff Okuda around and, you know, kind of get him off the boundaries. He can play right. He can play left. So the Falcons have options to match up with pretty much any type of wide receiver. You got guys like A.J. Terrell is questionable and arguably one of the best corners in the league. So he can go up against them all. Falcons have size. They have guys with veteran experience. And when you look at what Jeff Okuda can bring to this Atlanta Falcons team as far as his skill set, I think the biggest thing for me is that looking at him play, one thing that jumps out to me, obviously he has the ball skills. Obviously he has the athleticism. But Jeff Okuda has a knack to, he has an uncanny ability to sit on the shorter routes. Now, typically you would think that a guy with that much speed and that much athleticism, that he'll pretty much play the deep ball and play those post routes, those crossing routes, drag routes a lot better, being that he has the athleticism. But Jeff Okuda has a real knack to sit on routes and use his athleticism, and he's been pretty good when it comes down to get those pass defenders. So Yeah, just look at a few of his stats. Obviously, 2020 was his best year. Played, had a combined total of 73 tackles, one interception. 2021 didn't play a lot, obviously with the injury. 2020, 47 tackles and one interception. So I think when you look at the Atlanta Falcons, I think this is probably going to be my take on the Atlanta Falcons, and look at this roster, look at this team and what these guys can do. I'm going to make a prediction. You have safety, Richie Grant, D. Alford, and you have guys like, again, you have Casey Hayward. Now you have Jeff Okuda, A.J. Terrell, Mike Hughes. Darren Hall is another guy. Cornell Armstrong, who was a young guy, kind of had to step in and play a few downs in the absence of A.J. Terrell, in the absence of a Casey Hayward. He's kind of thrown into the fire and played well, being that he's a young guy still learning his way. But he stepped in, played significant snaps, and, you know, did his thing. You got another guy like Jamal Peters who's trying to find his way in the NFL. So the Falcons have a nice mixture of young and veteran talent. Again, you got guys like Jesse Bates, and Jesse Bates is going to provide that balance. He's going to provide that insurance that the Falcons desperately need behind his corner. So Jesse Bates, another guy that had a pretty good year with the Cincinnati. Obviously, he's a Pro Bowl 5 years. I'm the second round pick out of Wake Forest. And he's going to make a ton of freaking money this year. So Falcons have a nice secondary that's starting to kind of round out for them. But I'm going to step out on the limb and say this, man. The Falcons, a lot of people are saying to themselves or thinking to themselves, can the Atlanta Falcons, and can they make it to the playoffs? And are these guys going to trade back in the NFL draft? And I'm going to say this. From what I've seen, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Falcons do find a trade partner, move back, and look at grabbing a guy like Lucas Van Ness. Now, at 8, I'm not sure if Lucas Van Ness is a guy that you, that he is going to, he's going to put up a ton of numbers. He's the guy, one of the guys that you have to put him in a position where he can do what he specializes at. Lucas Van Ness is a guy who's all about energy, effort. He's going to have to work on his pass rush moves. I'm not concerned with that. You still have a number of specialists out here. Guys like, Ryan Nielsen, coming from New Orleans, I know for a fact that he's going to be able to come in, teach these guys his style. And the Falcons are going to use a lot of stunts. They're going to use a lot of movement up front. They're going to blitz the gaps. And having a guy like Lucas Van Ness, where you have a Calais Campbell in the mix, you have Grady Jarrett, Taquan Graham is coming back from an injury, MCL injury of himself, so he's coming back. The Falcons have a number of options. Guys like Arnold Ebiketie, another guy that a lot of people are not focused too much on. D'Angelo Malone. So the Falcons have a lot of options. Now, the wild card for the Atlanta Falcons is going to be a guy like Eddie Goldman. Is he going to play? I know a lot of people are probably really skeptical on whether or not he's going to play for the Atlanta Falcons, but I think, no, I don't think this is one of those instances where he's going to quit. And even if he does, I think the Falcons are in good hands with a guy like David Onyemata. He is going to be the centerpiece of that run defense. He's going to help Grady Jarrett. He's going to help Grady Jarrett create more one-on-one opportunities. So guys like Jeff Okuda, these guys don't have to cover for too long, maybe 3 to 5 seconds. You give a DB enough time where he can, you know, cover for less than about 5 seconds. I think that's a good time for a DB to kind of hold this on. Anything longer than that, a DB is going to struggle. But I think, you know, with this defensive line, the depth that they have on the defensive line, the Falcons are in good hands. So let me know what you guys think about this particular trade for the Atlanta Falcons. They traded for Jeff Okudah from the Detroit Lions. He's a former number 3 overall pick in the 2020 draft. How do you guys feel about that? This has been another episode of the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta Falcons Nation, presented by Mad Mike and Mad Mike Sports, Six Man K Styles, Jew Talk Sports, Blackberry the Red, all the channels here on Mad Mike Sports, Atlanta Falcons Nation. I'm out.